Prenez la mienne. Take mine. This is a simple, yet very important, phrase in French. It translates to, take mine, in English. Let's break down the grammar. Prenez. This is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take, in the plural form. This means it is giving a command to more than one person. La. This is the definite article, the, in feminine singular form. Mien. This is the feminine singular possessive adjective, meaning, mine. The phrase is a bit more nuanced than just, take mine, though. It can be used in various scenarios. Offering something. Take mine, could be used to offer someone a drink, a seat, a piece of food, etc. Giving something away. Take mine, can also be used to give someone something you own, like a book, or a pen. Exchanging something. You could say, take mine, in a situation, where you want to exchange something you are holding for something they are holding. In all these cases, the phrase conveys that you are willing to give, or exchange something you own with someone else. Take mine. This sentence uses the imperative, imperative form of the verb prendre. To take, which is prendre. For the du form, la mienne refers to the speaker's possessions, specifically the feminine plural form of the possessive adjective mia. Mine. The sentence directly translates to, take the ones of mine. Prenez les miens. Take mine. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. It is directed at someone, and tells them to perform an action. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take. It is conjugated in the second person plural form, meaning it is addressed to multiple people. Less is the definite article meaning the, and agrees with means in gender, masculine, and number, plural. Means is the possessive adjective meaning mine, and agrees with less in gender, masculine, and number, plural. It is used to indicate that the things being taken are the speaker's possessions. Therefore, the phrase, prenez les means, translates to, take mine, implying that the speaker is offering their possessions to the listener, s. Prenez les miennes. Take mine. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the vous form, meaning it is a command addressed to one or more people. Prenez is the vous form of the verb prendre. To take, in the present tense. Less is the definite article for plural feminine nouns. Miennes is the feminine plural form of the possessive adjective. Mien. Mine. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, take the ones that are mine, which is then shortened to, take mine, in English. Prenez le relais. Take over. The verb. Prendre means to take, but in this context, it has a more specific meaning of to take over. The noun relais refers to a relay or a takeover, a change of roles or responsibilities. The sentence is in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command or request. In this case, it is telling someone to take over a task or responsibility. Take over. This phrase uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Breakdown. Prendre is the imperative form of the verb prendre. To take. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning you, informal. Le relais means the relay or the shift in this context. It refers to taking over a task or responsibility from someone else. The whole phrase means take over or you take over. Take over. This is a simple imperative sentence in the VU form, which means it's being addressed to a group of people or a person you're being formal with. The sentence is made up of two words. This is the VU form of the present tense of the verb. Meaning, to take. This is a noun phrase that means the takeover. La is the feminine definite article, and lev is a noun meaning takeover. So, the sentence literally translates to take the takeover, which makes sense in English because we often use the verb take to mean takeover. Take over. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or instruction. Is the imperative form of the verb. To take, conjugated in the second person singular, you. Is the noun phrase meaning the relay or the takeover. Therefore, the literal translation of is take the relay, but it's commonly used to mean take over in the sense of assuming responsibility or continuing a task. Try. This is the imperative form of the verb. To try. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction. At the end of the verb is a feminine ending, but since essaye is a verb, it doesn't change based on gender. Since essaye ends in a vowel, the s is not added for the singular imperative. Donne. Here you go. Donne is the informal, imperative form of the verb tenir, meaning to hold. It translates literally to hold or here you go. It's a very common and versatile phrase used to offer something to someone. Take this. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command or instruction. Is the second person singular imperative form of the verb, prendre, to take. Sa is a pronoun that refers to a thing or an idea previously mentioned or understood. Here, it is the object being taken. Prenez sa. Take this. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Prenez is the second person plural of the verb. To take. It is in the imperative mood, indicating a command. Sa is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned object, or for something understood. In this case, it most likely refers to a physical object that has been previously identified. Take it. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Prenez is the imperative form of the verb. Prendre. To take, in the second person plural. Le is the direct object pronoun, which refers to a masculine singular noun previously mentioned or understood in the context. Je te remercie. I thank you. This sentence is a simple expression of gratitude. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Te is the object pronoun you in the familiar form used for friends, family, or people you know well. Merci is the verb to thank, conjugated in the present tense. Merci. Thank you. This is a simple expression of gratitude. Merci is the French word for thank you. It is a very common and versatile expression used in a wide range of contexts. Je vous remercie. I thank you. This sentence is a simple expression of gratitude, using the formal pronoun vous to address the recipient. Je means I and is the subject pronoun. Vous means you and is the object pronoun, used formally. Merci is the verb to thank in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject, je. Je vous remercie translates directly to I thank you. Merci. Thank you. This is a simple expression of gratitude. Merci is the French word for thank you. It's a very common word, and you can use it in many situations to express appreciation. Il n'y a pas de problème. There is no problem. This sentence uses the negative construction, il n'y a pas. Il is the pronoun, it, but is used here in the impersonal form. N-I is a contraction of ni and y, which is used to indicate there, is the verb to have. In the third person singular pass is the negative adverb, not there is the preposition of problem is the noun, problem. Pas de problème. No problem. This is a very common phrase in French, and it literally translates to no problem. Pas means not, and problème means problem. This is a simple example of how the negation works in French. You simply use pas before the noun or adjective. On essaye. Let's try. This phrase is a simple imperative sentence using the ou pronoun. Ou is the third-person plural pronoun, which in this case, is used as an informal way to mean we or let's. Essay is the first-person plural conjugation of the verb essayer, which means to try. So the sentence on essay literally means we try. Since it's an imperative, it translates to let's try. Ce n'est pas grave. It's not serious. Breakdown. Ce is the masculine singular form of the demonstrative adjective. Ce meaning this. Ne is the contraction of ne, not, and eh. The third person singular present tense of the verb être to be. Pas means not. Grave means serious. Key concepts. Contraction. Ne is a common contraction in French, used to simplify and shorten the phrase. Negative construction. The negative construction is formed with ne plus pas and is often contracted in spoken French. Demonstrative adjective. Ce acts as a demonstrative adjective, indicating the noun it modifies. Grave. In this case, as being this serious. Ça va. That's fine, or that's good. This is an informal phrase used to express that things are going well, or alright. Ça is a contraction of cela, meaning that. Va is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Ale, meaning to go. The combination of these words literally means that goes, but it's used idiomatically to mean that's going well or that's good. César. That's it. This is a very common phrase in French, often used to express agreement or confirmation. C'est is a contraction of ce. This and est is ça is a contraction of cela. That ça in this instance can also be used to refer to something that was previously mentioned, like that thing. So, you can think of this sentence as being the equivalent of the English phrase, that's it. C'est bibi. That's bibi. This is a very informal way to say that someone is bibi. C'est means it is or that is. Bibi is a nickname or informal name. This phrase is a simple declaration of someone's identity. Et alors? So what? This phrase is an interjection used to express a lack of interest or surprise. Et is a conjunction that means, and, in this context. Alors is an adverb that means, then, or, so. Ils sont tombés. They fell. This sentence is simple, and uses the passé composé, which is a compound tense in French that translates to the past tense in English. Il is the subject pronoun, they. Sou is the third person plural form of the verb. Être. To be. This verb is used with the past participle. Tomber. To form the passé composé. Tomber is the past participle of the verb. Tomber. To fall. The sentence can be broken down as they are fallen. In English, we would simply say they fell. Elles sont tombées. They fell. The sentence is in the passé composé, which is the most common past tense in French. Elle is the plural feminine form of elle, meaning she. Sous is the third person plural form of the verb être, meaning to be. Tomber is the past participle of the verb tomber, meaning to fall. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the subject, so it is feminine plural because the subject is elle. This sentence is a simple statement in the past tense, and it could be used to describe a variety of situations, such as a group of people falling down, a group of objects falling off a shelf, or a group of leaves falling from a tree. Ils sont partis. They left. This sentence is in the past participle form, meaning that the action happened in the past and is completed. The verb is partir, which means to leave. The conjugation is in the third person plural because it is referencing multiple people. They. Elles sont partis. They have left. This sentence uses the passé composé, which is a compound tense used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed by using the auxiliary verb être to be conjugated in the appropriate form for the subject, in this case, elle, they, which is plural feminine, followed by the past participle of the main verb. The past participle of the verb partir, to leave, is party. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, they are left, but the meaning is, they have left. Ils ont menti. They lied. Breakdown. Ils. Is the third person plural pronoun, meaning, they. Ont. Ou. Is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have. In this case, it's used to form the passé composé, past tense. Menti. Menti. Is the past participle of the verb. Mentir. To lie. Key concept. The passé composé is formed with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. Or. Être. To be, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the auxiliary verb is avoir. Because the verb mentir is transitive, it takes a direct object. Nous avons gagné. We won. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to express an action that happened in the past and is now finished. Nous means we. This is the subject pronoun. Avoir is the conjugation of the auxiliary verb. Avoir in the passé composé tense, which means have in this context. Gagner is the past participle of the verb. Gagner, which means to win. The sentence structure is subject plus auxiliary verb plus past participle. Elles ont menti. They lied. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is the most common past tense in French. Elle is the plural feminine form of the pronoun. Elle. She. Ou. Is the third person plural form of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have. Menti. Is the past participle of the verb. Mentir. To lie. This combination of the auxiliary verb and the past participle forms the passé composé tense. Ils ont perdu. They lost. The sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have happened in the past and are now completed. The subject is il, meaning they, and the verb is perdre, meaning to lose. The passé composé is formed by combining the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, in the appropriate tense, in this case, ou, may have, with the past participle of the main verb, in this case, perdu, lost. Elles ont perdu. They lost. This sentence is in the passé composé tense, which is used to describe actions that have already been completed. The subject of the sentence is elle, which is the feminine plural form of they. The verb is perdre, which means to lose, and is conjugated in the passé composé tense with the auxiliary verb avoir and the past participle perdu. Ils nageaient. They were swimming. Breakdown. Ils. Ils. This is the third person plural pronoun for they. It is the subject of the sentence. Nageant. Nage. This is the imperfect tense of the verb. Nager. To swim. The imperfect tense is used to describe actions that were happening in the past or to describe past habits or repeated actions. They were swimming. This sentence is in the past tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past. This is the plural feminine form of the pronoun they in French. Nageant. This is the parfait form of the verb nager. To swim. It is formed by taking the nu form of the verb nager and replacing the ending ou with e. Ils nagèrent. They swam. This sentence demonstrates the past participle form of the verb nager. To swim. The past participle nager is used with the subject pronoun il. They, to indicate that they completed the action of swimming in the past. Elle nagèrent. They swam. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the feminine plural form of the verb, nager. Nager. To swim. Breakdown. Elles. This is the feminine plural pronoun meaning, they, referring to females. Nagerant. This is the past tense form of the verb, nager. Nager. In the past tense, the verb ending changes depending on the subject pronoun. Here, it's irent, because the subject is elles. L. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In French, adjectives and verbs agree in gender and number with the noun or pronoun they modify. Past tense conjugation. French verbs have different conjugations in the past tense, and the ending changes depending on the subject. Le temps est écoulé. Time is up. This sentence is very simple in French. It uses the être verb in the passé composé. Past participle, tense with the subject. Le temps. Time. Écoulé. Is the past participle of the verb. Écoulé. To flow, to elapse. Here is a breakdown. Le is the definite article for the. Temps is the noun meaning time. Et is the third person singular of the verb. Être in the present tense. Écouler is the past participle of the verb. Écouler, which means to flow, to elapse. You can think of it as run out in this case. Therefore, le temps est écoulé literally translates to the time is elapsed or the time has run out. Tom cuisine. Tom is cooking. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Cuisine is the verb to cook in the present tense, third person singular. This form is used for he, she, and it. The subject is Tom, which is a proper noun and is the third person singular. Tom pleura. Tom cried. This is a simple sentence in the past tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Pleura is the verb, meaning cried, and is in the past tense, plura, indicating that the crying happened in the past. Nous gagnâmes. We won. This sentence is in the passé simple tense, which is a past tense used for completed actions in the past, often in narratives or formal writing. Nous is the subject pronoun meaning we. Gagnâmes is the first person plural form of the verb gagner, which means to win. It is conjugated in the passé simple tense.
Cool.
Run. This is a simple imperative verb, meaning it's a command.
Cool.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Courir.
To run. Thomas fait de la plongée. Tom went scuba diving. This sentence is in the past tense, and uses the passé composé verb tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence. A faire is the verb, to do, in the passé composé tense. This means that the action of diving has already taken place. It's formed with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, in the present tense. A. And the past participle of the verb. Faire. Done. De la plongée. Is the object of the sentence, which specifies the action that Tom did. De la. Is the partitive article indicating some, or a portion of something. Plongée. Is the noun meaning diving. Thomas tiré. Tom shot. This sentence uses the passé composé. The most common past tense in French. Tom is the subject of the sentence. A tiré is the verb, conjugated in the passé composé. It is made up of two parts. A, the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, conjugated in the third person singular. Tiré, the past participle of the verb. Tirer. To shoot. The literal translation of the sentence is, Tom has shot. However, in English, we use the simple past tense, Tom shot, to express this action. Tom va bien. Tom is doing well. Breakdown. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Va is the third person singular present tense form of the verb. Aller. To go. In this context, it's used in a way that signifies, to be, or, to feel. Bien is an adverb meaning, well. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. The sentence structure is straightforward subject verb adverb. Tom est dedans. Tom is inside. This sentence is simple, and uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence. Est is the third person singular form of the verb être. To be, in the present tense. Dedans is an adverb meaning, inside. Tom est debout. Tom is standing. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the third person singular, which is est. Debout is an adverb that means, standing. So, it literally means, Tom is standing.
Tom tricote.
Tom is knitting. This sentence is simple, and straightforward. Tom is the subject, a proper noun.
Tricote
is the verb, meaning, to knit. It is in the present tense, and agrees with the third person singular subject, Tom.
Tom sait.
Tom knows. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb savoir, which means, to know, in English. The subject, Tom, is the third person singular. The verb conjugation in this sentence is sait, which is the third person singular form of the verb savoir. This is a simple sentence with a subject and verb.
Tom boit.
Tom is limping. The verb guate means to limp. In this sentence, it's conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, to agree with the subject.
Tom. Tom is sure.
Tom is sure. This is a simple sentence with the subject.
Tom.
And the verb.
Assure.
Assure. Means to assure, or to be sure in French. In this case, the verb.
Assure.
Is conjugated in the present tense, indicating a state of being sure.
Tom a parlé.
Tom spoke. This is a simple sentence in the past tense.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, the person who performed the action.
A
is a contracted form of
avoir,
which means to have. In this case, it's part of the past tense conjugation of the verb.
Parler
is the past participle of the verb.
Parler,
meaning to speak. The sentence structure follows the basic subject-verb pattern.
Nous l'avons emporté.
We won. Breakdown.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun, plural, first person.
Elle.
It, direct object pronoun, singular, masculine.
Avons.
Have, present tense, first person plural of the verb, avoir, to have.
Emporter.
Taken, carried, past participle of the verb, emporter, to take, carry. Key concepts. The sentence uses a compound verb with the auxiliary verb.
Avoir.
And the past participle.
Emporter.
To form the past tense, the direct object pronoun,
elle,
refers to something previously mentioned, which is understood from the context. The verb,
emporter,
is often used in the context of winning something, like a game, or competition.
Tom essaie.
Tom is trying.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and
essai
is the verb, meaning to try. This sentence is in the present tense, which indicates that Tom is currently trying something.
Tom essai.
Tom is trying. Breakdown.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, and refers to a male individual named Tom.
Essay
is the verb, to try, in the present tense, conjugated in the third person singular form. It indicates an ongoing action, something that Tom is doing now. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
essay
agrees with the subject.
Tom
in number and person. Since
Tom
is singular and third person, the verb takes the e ending. Present tense. The verb
essay
indicates that Tom is currently trying, an ongoing action. The present tense is used to describe actions happening in the present moment.
Tom choisissait.
Tom was choosing. This sentence uses the
imparfait
tense, which is used to describe ongoing actions in the past.
Choisissait
is the
imparfait
form of the verb
choisir,
to choose. The
imparfait
is formed by taking the
nous
form of the verb in the present tense,
choisissons,
and removing the final
ou.
In this case,
choisissons
becomes
choisis.
Then, The appropriate ending is added based on the subject pronoun. Since the subject is Tom, the ending is E, resulting in Schwanise. Toma vote. Tom voted. This sentence is in the past tense, and is a simple declarative sentence. Tom is the subject of the sentence. It is a masculine proper noun. A is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb avoir. It is used in the passé composé, the most common past tense in French. Voter is the past participle of the verb voter, meaning to vote. It agrees in gender and number with the subject. Tom. The full verb conjugation is a voté, meaning has voted. This is a common structure for the passé composé in French. Tom a fait signe de la main. Tom waved his hand. This sentence is in the past tense, using the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express actions that happened in the past. The sentence structure is simple. Subject: Tom. Verb: a faire. Past participle of faire: to do, conjugated with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, direct object. Signe: sign, prepositional phrase. De la main: with the hand. Let's break down the verb à faire. The auxiliary verb avoir, to have, is conjugated in the third person singular. A has the past participle faire, agrees in gender and number with the subject. Tom. The prepositional phrase de la main clarifies that Tom made a gesture with his hand, meaning he waved. Tom est en train de travailler. Tom is working. Breakdown: Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun. Est is the present tense of the verb être. To be entrained is a phrase that means in the process of, or in the act of. It indicates that the action is ongoing. Travailler is the infinitive verb travailler, to work. The entire phrase, entrain de travailler, functions as a present participle, indicating that the action of working is currently happening. Tom travaille. Tom is working. This sentence is in the present tense. Travaille is the third person singular form of the verb travailler, which means to work. It is conjugated in the present tense, which indicates an ongoing action. Tom is the subject of the sentence, indicating who is working. Tom est gros. Tom is fat. This sentence is simple and straightforward. Tom is the subject of the sentence, a proper noun, and a masculine name. E is the third person singular present tense of the verb être. To be gros is an adjective meaning fat. The sentence uses the standard subject-verb adjective structure. Tom est en colère. Tom is angry. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être. To be, in its present form. Is en colère is an adjective phrase meaning angry. Tom est fou. Tom is crazy. This sentence is very simple, and uses the subject.
Tom.
And the adjective.
Foo.
Meaning crazy.
Eh.
Is the third person singular form of the verb.
Et.
To be, in the present tense. It acts as the copula, linking the subject to the adjective.
Nous l'emportâmes.
We took it away. This sentence utilizes the
passé simple
tense, which is a past tense in French often used in literary contexts, or for actions completed in the past. Breakdown.
Nous.
Colon, we, the subject pronoun.
Elle.
Colon, it, the direct object pronoun, contracted form of
le.
Emportâmes. Colon, the
passé simple
form of the verb
emporter.
To take away, to carry away.
The
passé simple is formed differently depending on the verb conjugation. In this case, the verb ends in -ams because it's a verb of the first conjugation, and the subject is plural, we.
Tom est triste.
Tom is sad. This sentence uses a simple subject-verb adjective structure.
Tom
is the subject, which is the person or thing performing the action.
Eh
is the verb, which is the action being performed. In this case, it is the present tense of the verb.
Et.
To be.
Triste.
Is the adjective, which describes the subject. Therefore, the sentence means, Tom is sad.
Fais confiance à Tom.
Trust Tom. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it is a direct order.
Fais.
Fais. Is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do slash make. It is used to tell someone to do something. Confiance.
Confiance.
Is a noun meaning trust. It follows the preposition.
A.
Which means, to.
A.
A. A preposition meaning, to, or, at, Tom.
Tom.
Is a proper noun, the name of a person. So the sentence means, do trust Tom, which can be shortened to, trust Tom.
Faites confiance à Tom.
Trust Tom. This sentence is in the imperative mood, telling someone to do something.
Faites
is the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
To do slash make, in the second person plural, you all. This form is used to give commands to a group of people.
Confiance
is a noun meaning trust.
A
is a preposition meaning to.
Tom
is a proper noun, the name of a person. So, the sentence literally translates to, you all do trust to Tom, but the more natural English translation is, trust Tom.
Essay encore.
Try again. The sentence.
Essay encore.
Consists of two words.
Essay.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayer.
Meaning, to try. In this context, it's in the second person singular, meaning, you, singular.
Encore.
Means, again. The sentence literally translates to, try again, which is a common phrase used to encourage someone to attempt something one more time.
Essayez de nouveau.
Try again. This sentence is a simple imperative.
Essayez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayez.
To try. It's in the plural form, meaning it's directed at more than one person.
De nouveau.
literally translates to, of new. It's a common French phrase that means, again.
Essai de nouveau.
Try again. The sentence,
essai de nouveau,
is a command in the imperative mood. The subject, you, is understood, and not explicitly stated.
Essai
is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayer.
To try. De nouveau is an adverbial phrase meaning, again.
Essai-le.
Try it. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command, or instruction.
Essai
means, try, and is the imperative form of the verb.
Essayer.
To try.
Le
is the direct object pronoun referring to something previously mentioned. In this case, it means, it. Therefore, the complete sentence means, try it.
Tourne à gauche.
Turn left. This phrase is a simple imperative sentence.
Tourne
is the imperative form of the verb.
Tourner.
To turn. It is conjugated in the second person singular, which is used to give a command to one person.
À gauche
is a prepositional phrase that indicates direction.
À
means to, and
gauche
means left. So, the entire phrase, tourne à gauche, means turn to the left, or simply, turn left.
Déverrouillez-le.
Unlock it. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood, meaning it's telling someone to do something. Breakdown.
Déverrouillez
is the verb.
Déverrouillez.
Conjugated in the imperative mood, second person plural. It means, unlock.
Le
is the direct object pronoun, meaning, it. The sentence is short and simple, focusing on the action of unlocking something.
Déverrouille-le.
Unlock it. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Déverrouiller.
To unlock, in the second person singular, meaning, you, informal. The object pronoun,
le.
It, is attached to the verb, forming.
Déverrouille-le.
This is a common construction in French to make the sentence more concise.
On a gagné.
We won. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the past tense.
On
is the pronoun, we. Pronouns in French often agree with the gender and number of the noun they represent. Since we are not talking about a specific group of people here, we use the general pronoun.
On.
A is the auxiliary verb, have, in the past participle.
Gagner
is the past participle of the verb, gagner, meaning, to win. Since the sentence is in the past tense, the past participle is used. This sentence is a basic example of how to express winning in the past tense in French.
Attends ici.
Wait here. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command.
Attends
is the imperative form of the verb.
Attendre,
which means, to wait. The imperative is used to tell someone to do something.
Ici
means, here. So the full meaning of the sentence is, wait here.
Attends là.
Wait there. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command, or request. It is composed of two words.
Attends.
Colon, this is the imperative form of the verb.
Attendre.
To wait. It is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning it is directed at one person. la. Colon, this is an adverb that means, there. Therefore, the whole sentence instructs someone to wait in a specific location.
At on is EC.
Wait here. The sentence. At on me. Is the imperative form of the verb.
At on.
Meaning, to wait. It is conjugated in the second person plural, which can be used to address a group of people, and in this case, is used informally, like, y'all, in English.
EC.
Means, here, and functions as an adverb of place. The imperative form is used to give commands, or instructions. In this case, the speaker is telling a group of people to wait in the current location.
Attendez-la.
Wait there. This is a simple imperative sentence in French.
Attendez.
Is the verb, to wait, in the imperative mood, meaning it is a command, or instruction. The verb is conjugated in the second person plural form, meaning it's directed at multiple people.
La.
Is an adverb meaning, there. Therefore, the full meaning of the sentence is, wait there.
Attention.
Pay attention.
Attention.
Is a noun that means, attention, in English. The exclamation point at the end indicates that this is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Therefore,
attention!
Exclamation means, pay attention. Or, listen up.
Faites attention!
Pay attention. The sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command, or instruction.
Faites.
Is the second person plural form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make. It's the imperative form, indicating a command.
Attention.
Is a noun meaning, attention. Therefore, the sentence translates to, pay attention.
Fais attention.
Be careful. The sentence uses the imperative form of the verb.
Faire.
Which means, to do, or, to make. In this case, it is used to give a direct command.
Attention.
Is a noun meaning, attention, or, care, and the exclamation mark indicates that the speaker is emphasizing the importance of the warning.
Fais attention.
Be careful. This sentence is an imperative, which means it's a command, or instruction.
Fais.
Is the present tense, second person singular form of the verb.
Faire.
To do, to make. In this context, it means, do, or, perform.
Attention.
Is a noun meaning, attention, or, care. The sentence literally translates to, do attention. However, in English, we use the more concise phrase, be careful.
Bravo.
This is an exclamation of praise, or approval, similar to, good job, or, well done.
Bravo.
Is an interjection, meaning it stands alone, and doesn't need to be part of a sentence. It is used to express admiration, or approval for someone's achievement.
Nous sommes tombés d'accord.
We agreed. The sentence structure is a simple present tense construction using the
et
verb in the present tense.
Nous.
We, subject pronoun.
Som.
Our verb, être, in present tense, conjugated for plural subject.
Tombé.
Fallen, past participle of the verb.
Tombé.
Which means, to fall, in this context.
D'accord.
In agreement, prepositional phrase indicating the state of being. The phrase, être d'accord, is a common idiom in French that translates directly to be in agreement. The past participle,
tomber,
is used in conjunction with the auxiliary verb, être. To form the passé composé, a common past tense used to describe a completed action in the past. This sentence is a simple, straightforward declaration of agreement.
Demande à Tom.
Ask Tom. This is a simple imperative sentence in the
to
form, meaning you, informal.
Demande
is the verb to ask in the imperative form. À is the preposition to.
Tom
is the name, Tom. The sentence literally translates to ask to Tom, but in English, we use ask Tom.
Nous avons réussi.
We succeeded. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
which is a common verb tense in French used to express completed actions in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case, the past participle of the verb
réussir,
to succeed, is
réussi.
The subject pronoun
nous,
we, is placed before the verb, which is typical for the
passé composé.
The exclamation mark emphasizes the success and expresses excitement or relief.